In today's video, we're going to be answering your questions from the comment section, so make sure you put your questions down in the comment section.
For this question, there is actually two segments of it. The first one is, at what point do you decide that an item is worth more to buy than to sub out?
So for us, we have basically, I think it's three methods. The first method is if we are already planning to purchase that item this year or so, then we book it. The second one, if it's required to be on the job to be able to get it, and then the items make up less than, I think it was like less than 30 to 40% of the order, and you can make it pay it through the profits. And then the third would be specifically, is it something that we're trying to get into new, or something that we have a whole bunch of orders on that we can combine together to be able to pay for the items over the long run, if we can do like three orders or so.
All right, so the second segment of that question is, have you ever had any problems with any other company when subbing?
Yeah, I've had problems, and the other company's right here. It was an accident. If you don't know the story, me and Xavier, we first started off, I first met him by him running into an issue. I think his inventory didn't get here in time, and he needed to get all that stuff subreddit. So I'm the lucky guy he reached out to. I subreddit the stuff to him.
He's expensive.
He mauled one of my 6-foot tables and my what's it called, the blankets that I have.
I brought you a new blanket though.
Yeah, it wasn't the same quality, but it was a thought that count, and that's why we're here.
So it was actually more expensive.
It was?
Because I brought from Home Depot. You guys were from Harbor Freight. You didn't tell me about that till later.
And it doesn't matter, but
it hurt.
But no, besides that, there was another incident, not really incident, but like this kind of stuff happens because obviously when you're subrenting from other companies, their company as well too. So when they get opportunities, they're gonna jump on it, and then they expect you to, hey, I helped you out, I need you to help me out. There was an instance when that we said, for the most part, they'll let us have rent it from like Friday all the way to like Tuesday. They had an opportunity and said, hey, I need that thing back by Sunday. And so instead, we had to relay that information to the customer. Customer's like, that's fine. My party's done with on Saturday anyways. But now we had to rush and go get that. Otherwise, we didn't have, we weren't operating at that time on Sunday as well. So, you know, that's another thing. But stuff like that, you know, you're kind of given the rush to kind of make these things happen because, you know, your partners in crime, or your buddies in crime, basically help you out, and you need to help them out as best as you can too. That way in the future, you can continue that relationship.
If you want your comments to be featured on this Wednesday section and to be answered, please write a comment down below. We answer all of the comments. If you haven't noticed, it'll either be the rental account, my rental board's account, or it'll be Eddie, you know, from you know, just his personal account, I guess. But thank you guys so much for watching. I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
We're the Rental Boys, and we'll see you in the next one.
See you.